somebody next to you as you take your seat. He's a good God. He is a good God. We dealt with sight. Let's talk about hearing. Say hearing. We'll have our scripture reading from three places. Let's start from First Corinthians, chapter number 14, and verse 10. Let's read it together. One, two, go. Thank you. May be seated. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Many voices, and yet all of them, they signify something, which makes hearing a very important topic. Many voices in the world, and yet none of them is without significance. I would want us to again look at whilst we are seated, 1 Samuel chapter number 3 and verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. Go down to verse number 7. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. These two verses are very important, especially the first verse of chapter 3 of the book of 1 Samuel and verse number 7. And the reason why these scriptures are very important, it is because verse 1 is like, it's like the introduction of the ministry of Samuel. All of us know how Samuel was born. And as soon as he was weaned, the mother had already, Hannah had pledged that she was going to give Samuel unto the Lord as a seed. And she wanted him to minister in the house of the Lord. And verse number 1, Samuel is now ministering unto the Lord, but before Eli. And every word in that scripture, in that portion, in that verse is very important. Samuel ministered unto the Lord, but before Eli. You always minister to God before somebody. Ministering unto God before Eli. So that's what you do if you minister to God in any department, whatever it is that you do in the house of the Lord. You are doing it as unto the Lord, but there has to be somebody before you. And that person is going to help you minister well and effective. And whilst he was ministering before the Lord, the most amazing part to me is verse number 7. And Samuel didn't know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And yet he was already ministering before the Lord. He was ministering unto God, the God that he didn't know. He was ministering to God, the God that talks, that speaks. And yet the voice of that God was not yet revealed unto him. And yet he kept on ministering before Eli. So if you bring those two verses together, you will appreciate the fact that it is possible to even start by serving the God that you don't understand. And it has happened several times. Can a person be married to somebody that he doesn't know? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Samuel served the Lord in verse 1 and verse 7. He didn't know the Lord. Can you work for a boss that you don't know? Yes. That's why you end up getting fired. This scripture is very important because it helps you to understand the importance of getting to know the person that you are serving. And the voice of the Lord was so precious in those days. The word precious there means rare. It wasn't common. Which means the voice of the Lord was not present in those days, and there was no open vision. Prophets could no longer see visions. Dreamers could no longer dream. Those that used to hear the voice of God could no longer hear the voice of God in those days. And Samuel began his ministry during that period of time when the voice of God was rare. Let's appreciate that this is a very, very difficult task, to be serving God during a time when God is no longer saying anything. It was rare. The voice of God was rare. And the reason why the voice of God was rare is not because God had stopped talking. No. God is talking every time. But people had lost the sense of hearing. God is communicating with you every time and every day. But you can choose to hear him once in your lifetime. It will appear as if God has spoken to you once, and yet he's talking to you every day. You'll be amazed to hear from God telling you the number of issues that he has shared with you just today from morning. And yet you are not even aware of any. God is talking. If God is a talking God, we should learn to be hearers. We need to sharpen our ears and be attentive to the voice of God, because he is talking every day. God is talking every day. So if the voice of God is rare, not just in the book of Samuel, in your life, if the voice of God is precious, if the voice of God is not common, it's not because God doesn't want to talk to you. It's simply because you don't want to listen to His voice. He is talking. He's a talking God, and He enjoys that. Imagine from the beginning, even before anything was created, God could still talk. He created everything by saying, saying, saying. He's a talking God. He enjoys talking. So it is your duty and your assignment now to develop yourself and make sure that you improve yourself in as far as hearing is concerned. Because He is advising you, He is talking to you every day. But here's the problem now. Most people don't know how to distinguish the voice of God. Like from the scripture we read, there are many voices on earth. Voices on earth. Many, many, many voices. And how do I know this one is the voice of God? Since we have many voices. How do I know this one of the many voices that are talking to me? How do I identify? How do I know this one is God now? How? You know, the voice of God is so easy to ignore. You need to be trained to hear the voice of God. There is a school just for that, where you can be taught to listen to the voice of God and hear the voice of God and understand and interpret the voice of God. But the person that teaches you that should be somebody who knows what he is talking about. He must have heard the voice of God before. Yes, yes. Myself, even up to today, I'm still learning to understand the voice of God. But I'm at a better level now than before. It's different. So I can always come to you and teach you the levels that I've already accomplished. But I'm still learning. I'm still learning. It wasn't easy for me the first time when I heard the voice of God. If I tell you my own personal testimonies, you'll be laughing at me for the rest of the service. The voice of God is so strange. I remember this other time, after our Zengeza service, I think it was at Unity L or something like that at Seke, and then we went to St. Mary's with a service in the afternoon, before coming here, later on during the day, those days. And I'm praying for people. And while I was moving in the audience, I looked at this gentleman and I went to him, prayed for him, and the power of God touched him. He fell. And something told me that he was sick. There was a condition that he had, and the condition had left. And I felt it in my spirit that this guy is healed. Now, as he was down there on the floor, it was just the ground. No carpet, no what, no towels. It was outside. Some of you can remember the place. Whilst he was on the floor, I saw as if he began to write on the ground. And what he wrote, I was able to read it. And he wrote, okay, I'll be very careful here when it comes to the name so that you don't know the person that I'm talking about. And he wrote like Mapuranga on the ground. And then quickly the ushers came and they picked him up. And when I checked again on the ground, I couldn't see the name. So quickly I spoke to him. I said, because I knew I'd seen something. But what is this? And then I said to him, I'm telling you how it started. Of course, I could hear God before. Sometimes I could see visions before. But I'm just giving you one example here so that you understand that I'm still learning even today. So now I said to this guy, because I knew that this was prophecy, God wanted me to share something with this guy. And I said to him, my brother, anything to do with firewood or wuni or something like that? And he looked at me. I said, do you sell firewood? He said, no. Maybe this is English. I said, "Nutengesa wuni." He said, no. And I said, Mapranga. What is Mapranga? And he said, my synonym is Mapranga. And the moment he said that, I heard now, not this time I'm not seeing, then I heard the name. Like I said, I'll be very careful. I heard clever. Then I said, are you sure you're Mapranga? He said, I'm Mapranga. I said, who is clever? And then he jumped. He started running. And I was confused. So I was busy following her because I wanted to know. And he was busy running around. And then when finally, he was standing over there. And then I'm back and I'm asking. He said, I'm clever, Mapranga. I said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm clear. And then guess what I did? I said, do you have something on you that shows, or maybe an ID or something? I'm telling you what I did. I said, do you have something like an ID too? Because I didn't believe him. I didn't believe him. And he said, I don't have anything. I said, on Sunday, are you coming back? He said, and I said, bring your ID. So next service, I looked for him. I saw him. He was wearing the same shirt. I went to him. I said, you said you are clear from a prank. He said, yes. I said, you said you're going to bring me your ID. And then he brought it out. I looked at it. It was clever, my prank. And then I gave it back to him. Then that's when I whispered to him. I said, last time when I prayed for you last week, the Lord just healed you from a disease, and I mentioned the disease. Now I was confident. I knew. I was experimenting with it. It is normal when you are afraid, if you don't want to miss, you wanting to be accurate. It's normal. But then I didn't prophesy to him publicly, but at least I knew. First, he fell. And from that day, I was very careful. Each time a person falls down, I'll be looking just to see whether he's going to write something. And it never happened again like that. But you learn to understand the voice of God. Had he not brought the ID, I was never going to believe him. There are times when I'm ministering to people, I look at somebody and I see him wearing a uniform, sometimes written maybe Baker's in, or Lobel's, or maybe CBZ. And the moment I get close to the person, he's no longer wearing that. And I'm asking the person who works at CBZ. And then he tells me I'm a bank teller at CBZ. I never heard anything, but I saw something. Something that you can also see, but you don't pay attention to all. I don't know if I should be sharing, if I'm supposed to be sharing this with you. I don't know if you deserve to hear what I'm talking about here. The voice of God is available every day and every time. But it takes time for you to understand divine communications. It takes time. You can serve God in verse 1, and yet in verse number 7, you don't know the God that you're serving. You don't just pray for promotion at work. God promote me. Oh, God touch my... Pray for understanding. Ask God to give you an understanding of your boss, of your senior. Because you can serve him in verse 1, and yet in verse 7, you don't understand the company, you don't understand the person, you don't understand your boss. Most influential and blessed people, rich people out there, they are looking for one person who can at least listen to them. Listening to somebody can bring about your promotion. Listen. Oh. Hearing is very important. I went to another country outside of Zimbabwe to pray for one brother of yours who was sick for a very, very long time. And he was now in a coma. And he was in a coma for more than a month. More than a month. They'd done everything to bring him back. No ways. And this is what happens now. Doctors can tell you that if a person is in a coma, you are in a certain state where you can actually hear. And they can tell you that the sense of hearing, of all the senses that you have, hearing is the last sense that you lose when you are dying. Every other sense, whether sight, whether feeling, it goes, and you are left with the last sense to leave you is the sense of hearing. So when you walk in into that intensive care unit, watch what you say when your relative is in a coma, because he can hear you very well and yet he cannot respond. Why would hearing be the last sense? Because hearing is the last hope that you have that can bring you back to life. Your life can change. No matter how down you have gone in terms of being broke, whether financially or what. But as long as you can hear, maximize on the last sense that is left, which is hearing, you can be brought back to life again. Hearing is very important. Why take away every other sense and you leave just hearing? Because that's the only thing that is left that can bring you back to life again. So no matter how terrible your life has been, since you are here today and you can hear the voice of God, you can live again. You can live again. It's amazing, hearing is so powerful that even when a man was dead, Jesus came, he never touched Lazarus. He spoke to him. So, for more than a month, he's in a coma. I'd prayed for him before. He never recovered. And this time around, I went there, walked into this place with my brother, Pastor Ara. And then I told him that I have come. And I said to him, I'm calling you back. Come back. He never responded, but I knew he could hear me. And the reason why I had to fly is because he was given 24 hours by the doctors. They said, we are now going to switch off the machines. So every relative was called and they came. And because of that notice, I was also told that just 24 hours and they will switch off everything. So because of the 24 hour notice, I had to fly. And then I went there. I spoke to him. I didn't pray for him. I called him back. So that same day in the evening, they were shocked because they said everything had stopped. From the liver, it had stopped. The kidneys had stopped. Everything in his body, even the heart, there was a machine just for the heart. And one after the other, parts of his body started coming back to life again. In that one day, and doctors were shocked. They said, for more than a month. And to be honest with you, it's not like this person was still alive. We just, we couldn't just switch off the machines. But everything has come back to life. So they would disconnect this machine which was supporting the heart, this machine for the kidney. They were switching them off one after the other. Because now this thing is working, the next thing is working, the next thing is working. And within 2 weeks or so, he's out of the hospital. But the issue is, to me, if you see that happening, even if a person dies later on, that's still a miracle. Yeah. But listen to me now. So I was asking the Holy Spirit, how come all this while I've been there praying for him? And he never recovered. And the Holy Spirit said to me, each time you came and you were praying for him, he heard you talk to me. You never spoke to him. You never said anything to him. You said everything to me. And he heard you. What did you want him to do? He can only respond to words that are directed to him. So many of you here, you have problems that you have talked about and you have never talked to them. Your relatives, they have heard about your poverty, but your poverty has never heard anything from you. You speak to something, to anything, it's a must that thing has to respond. Sit down. Let me show you something here, very, very important. Don't underestimate hearing. Don't underestimate hearing. Because that is your only way out. Jesus said, watch what you hear. Be careful for what you hear. Samuel, God decided to speak to him. He called him by name Samuel. This guy didn't know what to say. And imagine his response. He said, here am I. And yet God knew that he wasn't talking to him. God knew that Samuel wasn't responding to him. Because soon after saying, "Here am I," he left the room, went to Eli, and said, "You have called me." And then Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and sleep." He went back and called again, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, he responded to that voice by saying, "Here am I." And still God knew that the "Here am I," this one, this guy is not talking to me. And he kept quiet. God knows when you are talking to him. God knows when you're talking to somebody. God knows when you're talking about your problem. He knows that. He went the third time. And this time Eli said, because the Bible says, and then Eli perceived that God was talking to the child. And he said, "My son, go and sleep. This time when he calls you again, say, 'Speak. Your servant is listening.'" But it's the same thing as saying, "Here am I." You could be doing something for years and it's not working. Until you are instructed to go and repeat the same thing, it might work. It's amazing. It's amazing. This is amazing. For three times, he was saying, "I'm here." And yet still God kept quiet. Until he went to Eli and he was trained on how to respond to God. And this time, because of the training, there is a difference. God did not just speak. The Bible says the third time when the Lord came, and God came and stood. And then he called out his name. Samuel, Samuel. Just one lesson, a 1 minute lesson from Eli. It wasn't just the voice of God. No, there was a vision as well. God came and he stood. He wasn't there before. He was calling him from a distance. But now that you have been trained and you have submitted yourself to information, "Now I have come." There are people that when they instruct you, God will have to visit you. God will have to visit you. So it was both a vision and a word. Hearing and seeing the Lord. And this time he knew how to respond. And then God now was interested in getting into details now. Because now you know how to respond to me. And that's what the Lord taught me also, even when I'm prophesying to people. Don't just give prophecies. Look for response. A person should know how to respond. Move around. Just call them by name. Keep on saying, repeat the same prophecy until a person responds in a way that qualifies him for the next information. You can serve God forever and he just calls you by name. You keep hearing the same thing from God. One thing, one thing, one thing, one thing, until you know how to respond. And then he gets into a new topic. And God said to Samuel, "I'm going to do a thing in Israel that people are going to be shocked. Starting with Eli, the man that has just trained you to hear my voice." And he started hearing information from God concerning his father. If you are going to be prophesying, it's dangerous to start from there. He started with his own father. But that's very, very important. Because if a man that you serve under introduces you to his God, His God must talk to you about him. You see, people want to understand the voice of God. To me, the number one key to understand the voice of God, the most important thing, number one thing, before you get the word of God or believe in the word of God or know the word of God, know the God of the word first. Go for the God of the word. Go for the God of the word. Go for the God of the word. Once you have received him, now you know that you have God in you. You now know that you have God in you. You no longer now get information from people about the men that you serve under. No. God talks to you about your own Eli. Oh. There is a man that I respect so much. And then after helping him and doing everything that you can do to also support another man of God. And then I heard there was an article. I don't read articles. Sorry about that. But I know when something is being said. I have my own way of knowing. But then I heard that he said something against me. So I thought about it. I said, how could he do that? And I felt like maybe he deserves a word from me. I have a phone and I have airtime. I think if I can give him a call and we can talk over this. Whilst his number was still dialing, the Lord said to me, cut it. And I had to cut my phone. And after 30 minutes or so, I said, why did I stop? Because pressure was building inside of me. I felt like I needed to just deliver a sermon here because somebody needs to. And then I dialed the number again. The same voice came and said, cut it. And now I was suspecting this could be the Holy Ghost. But I wasn't happy because I wanted to talk about this matter. I really wanted to talk about this. Then I stopped. I never tried the third time. But I had this desire in me. Like something was, something needed to come out. I just wanted to talk to, because I've done everything. How can he say that? Not knowing that during that day, when the article came out, the man of God went as far as going to the media house. He created some problems there. And the following day, I heard there was a retraction. They apologized to the man of God for using his name. He had never said anything. That was the following day. And the paper was apologizing to him. The following day. He had never said anything against me. In life, you make a decision whether to listen to people, to listen to the internet, to listen to the newspaper, or to listen to God, because there are many voices on the earth. And when I heard this one, I didn't hear, I heard from people. Then I remembered twice yesterday, the Lord stopped me. I could have delivered that word. How do you know it was God who spoke to you? Watch this now. If you want to know whether it was God, you look at the consequences. If you are to disobey, let's say God speaks to you now, and you don't know whether it is God or something, or maybe it's yourself. Listen, just look at the consequences. If you disobey, look at the magnitude of the consequences. If you disobey the voice, if you obey, look at the reward. And reward and the consequence, they suggest it was the voice of God. Sometimes you're not sure when God is talking to you, but disobey the voice and watch what follows. Then you will know it was God who spoke to you. You will know. Soon after disobeying it, you will know. How many times have you done something and after doing it, all of a sudden you realize I've made a very serious mistake. And yet there was this small voice talking to you over and over again. And it wasn't loud, but all of a sudden the consequence is louder than the voice. So then you have to look back and know that it was the Lord who spoke to me. When you see the outcome, it was the Lord who spoke to me. When you see the outcome, it was the Lord who spoke to me. When you see the outcome, you might not really feel convinced at the time when God is talking to you. He tells you don't marry this one and you marry. Your experience would then become the confirmation that it was God who spoke to you. That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying if you are not sure whether is it God, is it me, disobey. Simply disobey, and then what comes after will tell you it was God or it was just you. Do you want to serve a God whose voice you don't understand? Oh. This is what I see happening around me. I give instructions, but most people don't hear me when I'm giving instructions. And I struggle with that a lot. And I prayed about it because at first I thought I wasn't a good communicator. I said, what's wrong with me? Why is it that when I give an instruction, people don't hear? Ha! What is wrong with people? Many voices on the earth, and most of the voices are not even difficult. They are not complicated. And yet you still don't understand them. Many voices. Before we get to the voice of God, there are many, several other voices which are very common. They communicate with you in Shona, in Ndebele, in English, and you don't understand them. You can serve a God in verse 1, and yet in verse number 7, you don't know him. You can have your wife in verse number 1. In verse 7, you don't know your wife. You can be married to a man in verse number 1, and yet in verse number 7, you don't understand your husband. Do you listen when somebody is talking? Or you talk when somebody is talking? Somebody said, if your boss gives you one instruction twice, then he has to cut your salary into half. Because you have made him to work double. Any instruction repeated, your salary has to be deducted. When somebody employs you, he gives you a job, it's not a sign that you qualify for the job. No, he has given you a platform to qualify yourself or to get fired. People don't just get employed because they qualify. Why do they get fired 2 weeks later? You didn't qualify. You simply qualified for the opportunity to prove yourself. Not for the job. Not for the job. You qualified for the opportunity to prove that you qualify for the job. And then you disqualify yourself. And then you lose your job. And this, I see it happening in many places. Where you look at the senior guy giving instructions to junior guys, and juniors are not listening to what the senior is saying. And they wonder why they don't get promoted. Yet they pray for promotion and fast for it. And still they don't get it. If your boss, who is a physical person, can give you instructions that you don't understand. Imagine, we are talking about God. Imagine. What are you doing to improve your hearing so that you can promote yourself? What are you doing to improve your hearing? What are you doing to improve your hearing? In any environment you find yourself in, there is a senior person there who gives orders, who gives instructions, who makes demands. And if you find yourself in that environment, know that you are there to take and to receive orders, not to give. Hello? Hello? Communication is very important. Do you hear your wife talk? Do you know her? Yes, verse 1, you are married. I mean verse number 7. Do you know her when she talks? When your husband speaks, do you listen? Because in that marriage, no politician is ever going to promote you in your own marriage. It's only your husband responsible for your promotion. It's only one guy, your husband. What are you doing to be promoted? Because some of you, you think you are married because you qualify. No. No, it's not quite a qualification. It was an opportunity to prove whether you qualify or not. Yes. Hello? Can I repeat this, please? If a guy looks at you and you are passing by, and you look qualified, he doesn't have a way of knowing whether you really qualify unless he marries you. And by marrying you, you are not yet married, simply because you are married. First marriage is simply an opportunity to prove yourself worthy. And then you will prove to him that you have made the right decision or the wrong decision. So you could be there to teach him a lesson so that next time, be very careful. It's not every woman that you see around and you marry. You can serve the Lord that you don't know. Especially if you don't understand his language. How does he talk? So, everyone here, if you are married, let's start from there, because we'll get to the voice of God later. But the two of you, because you are talking vessels, you talk. And unless you understand each other, understanding God, is a tough assignment. It's very difficult. Let's put God aside. Let's talk about the two of you. Do you understand each other? This is what makes this teaching very important. Don't say, I don't care what she says. Because the Bible says there are many voices on earth and all of them have significance.
Oh, yes. Yes, true.
Yes, yes. All of them. In fact, if you read some few verses before, it says there is a sound for the harp and a sound for the pipe and a sound for the trumpet. And their sounds are different. Right. And then the Bible says, if the harp is not played well, how shall people know the meaning of the sound? If the trumpet is not played well, how shall the people prepare for the battle? So in that verse, he's saying, everything on earth has its own way of communicating with you. Not just humans, but objects are talking to you every day. Do you understand their language? Your shirt talks to you. Your shoe is talking to you. The car that you are driving is talking to you. The problem is, if you don't understand somebody's language, you don't call it a language anymore. That's why you say, the dog is barking. If you were another dog, you would understand the story. What the dog is saying, there is a communication there. So if you want to understand the dog, become one. You want to understand God, be a God. So you see a problem, That's not noise. That's communication. One day, if you become a dog, you'll appreciate. You would want another dog to bark like this, and you know it's this is not barking at all. Everything. Sit down. Everything is communicating. That's why I'm saying, learn to hear. Learn to hear. Because everything. Have you ever sat on a chair and you feel like it's about to break before it breaks? Who told you that? The chair. Hello? 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 Everything on earth has an ability to communicate. That's why Jesus, he answered the fig tree, because this fig tree had spoken. And by answering, it means the fig tree can also hear. And the fig tree also responded to the prophecy by withering. So when you, yes, learn to respond. You learn to, when God talks to you, there should be a response. Anything that you talk to has to respond. Are we together? Okay. So you see now, if everything on earth has its own language, how does money speak? You want to be friends with money. How does money talk? You want to have money, and yet money has demands that you don't understand. I've seen a thing under the sun, the Bible says, which is an error. Slaves, servants on horses, and princes were walking on foot. It's happening under the sun. The servant who should be walking is the one on the back of the horse. The servant. The prince who is the owner is walking on foot. It is happening under the sun. What caused that error? It's simply because the servant has taken more time with the horse. He now understands the horse, and the horse understands him. And the prince is busy getting a massage in the palace. And when a servant sits at the back of the horse, there is a relationship. You fed me yesterday. Non-believers, money stays with them because they have studied its language. And the princes are broke. Because no one has ever trained you to understand the language of money. Who is at the back of the horse now? The servant. The thing that you spend time with, master it. Master it. Master it. Master it. Ha. Whether that thing is a thing, whether that thing is a person, master it. The car that you drive, if you bought it well, there should be a book called a manual. Okay? Not registration book, a manual. And the book that your car comes with talks about the car. If you open the book, you'll understand that it says something about the car. And that's the language of the car. So everything about the vehicle is in the book. So the vehicle says, if you want to understand me, read my book. I've told you everything that I desire in terms of change of oils, filters, and so on. So the car communicates. So when you open the book about the car, you are listening to the voice of the car. Okay? You ignore the book, you damage the vehicle. And God said, okay, I am God, right? And I would want to create something that looks just like me. And then he created you. And he said, now I've created a vehicle that moves on two legs. There has to be a manual as well. And a Bible was provided for your service. Papa, I'm not going to service. I'm going to service. My pistol and your wire are not changed. When my rings are not changed. We're not the service. If you go for a service and you come back the same, you were never serviced. Upon a service, I'm going to go. But the person that services you should be somebody who understands your manual. Akuna kutsvaga munhu mushumirano ruma ruma kutsenga tsenga kutsvagurudza kuti aiwa aiwa. Buku. Okay. Okay. Listen to me, because vana makanika vakasiyana. Kuno wanochuka mira wakatarisa so chimona chibata bata. You can tell kuti arume mota imuke. Pulpits are everywhere. Preachers are preaching everywhere. But pane kutsenga tsenga. Kono kuti varume. Harume bibhiri kuzvari rigobvu kudai vakomana munhu ashaya here ku ruma ruma kushaya kutatarika kwa koka kodi kudza vanhu kuti nhasi musauya unozvishayira pazvo kuti saka mazonzwa maapo here pamberi apa kuti nhasi hamuna this is the manual. This is the manual. Now, if God tells you to stop a certain behavior, He wants you, not Him, you to live longer. Amen. This book is about you from God. Because now you are here, you don't understand yourself, how you function. God said, okay, I've given you a manual. There is a book down there. And then it talks about you, how to maintain yourself so that you can be a good person who functions in good condition. This is the book. You want to understand yourself, find yourself here. 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 This is your standard. So, when somebody is going to talk to you next time, are you prepared to hear? And how prepared are you? Because you have received instructions before. I don't know how to say this, but it's very important. Who doesn't want to have a listener? Everyone wants somebody who can listen to him. Everyone. Including the ones that don't listen to anyone. But this is the issue. If you are not promoted, it's a sign that you are not a good listener. I have sons that I text messages and I say, I'm missing you. Not in a new. Imagine you can be missed by a prophet. Wow. And he breaks all the rules and he tells you that I'm missing you. I would want to see your face. And me too. Can you hear instructions? Are you sure you can receive instructions? If you are not promoted, it's because you are disobedient. There are certain counselors in other countries, they get a lot of money just by, not even by saying anything, but by listening to people with problems. People come, they sit, yeah, and they're just listening like this. And they get paid for listening. They get paid, they get money just for listening to somebody. Your promotion, your money, your worth is attached to your ability to hear. Hear. Saka pakadaro munhu kuti tite sei ayoka. Ndokunzwa kwacho ani ndizvozvo. Ndokunzwa kwacho. Samuel, that was all. Samuel. God is expecting that you respond in a certain way, and yet he never taught you how to respond. God never taught you how to respond to his voice. Why? Because he knows there should be somebody down there. Not me. God doesn't teach you that. Hearing voices. A harp, a pipe, that keyboard over there is producing sound. That sound might not mean anything to you. Some of you are wondering, but you don't know what that does to me. It's not your sound, it is mine. Why? Because I know the interpretation, what it means. It doesn't carry the same meaning when you hear the same sound. But let me look at you and focus. And whilst I'm looking at you and I hear that, I'll finish all of you. Because, yes. Yes. Because where we stay in the spirit, where we get information from, during our meetings there are sounds. And while you are playing, they might not really play the exact song, but once in a while, he might come across, touch some of those keys. And then something inside of me is triggered by that. Because I have a different interpretation. So it's different. Preachers, certain preachers, they require sounds, but the sounds are different. This is what I prefer. Because I know where I normally hear this. Imagine the day that he decides not to play it and then he doesn't tell me. That's disobedience. Hello? Hello? Yes. Hello? Yes. So, who is talking to you? What is talking to you? What is the language? Because you have received information and instructions before and you disobeyed all of them. What are you going to do next time to improve yourself? Stop trusting your mind. It has let you down several times. So what do you do now? You get an instruction from somebody responsible for your promotion. He gives you an instruction. Quickly write it down. Have your own to-do list. You have a list of things that you know today. Tomorrow, this is what I'm going to be doing, starting with number one. And you set your alarm for each instruction so that you don't disobey. Now, this is where your promotion is. Certain things, the way they happened, there was a pool of Bethesda. The Bible says the first person who jumps in was the only person who would recover from any disease. One person. But there was no announcement. It was never announced that it's only one person. But they saw it over time that no, this is a communication. We have seen it happening. The second person, nothing happens. The third person, nothing happens. And the next time again, when the waters are stirred, the first person that gets in recovers. And the second person doesn't. The third person doesn't. Until it became a language. Because the pool was communicating. It's communicating. So you can't have certain things happening in your life over and over again. And you fail to interpret why certain things are happening like that every time. There is a communication. Your money is talking to you. Why does it always run away from you? It's a communication. There is something wrong. Pay attention to the voice of everything around you. A certain man of God, we are talking, texting messages, and he's asking me a question. He said, you know, I've been your friend for a year now. I really want to ask you something because I see you on television prophesying to people, and that also is happening here. Many people are doing that here, but most of them here are fake. So now I see you, my friend, doing that, and I said, okay, at least I got somebody that I can ask who can honestly talk to me about this. He's a pastor, very big church. And he says to me, hey, my friend, between me and you, is this thing real prophecy? Does it really like real? I said, what are you talking about? So I'm texting. I said, what do you mean by real? What's your definition of real? What do you mean real? I mean, is it really happening or maybe it's just a fake? I said to him, can we do it now if you're free? That was my text message. And then he took some time before he texted back. I said, okay, we'll do it later when you have time. And then quickly, he sent me a message. He said, right away, I'm ready. And I said, if I give you a prophecy of something that you think I might have gotten from somebody close to you, we are friends, please let me know. And he said, okay, we are texting. And I said, I sent him, I said, who is Gift? And within seconds, here comes a text message. He said, Gift is my son. Then I said, is there any way that I can know that apart from prophecy? And he said, yes. And I said, how? And he said, because I have a big church and every person in my church knows that I've got a son called Gift. I said, that's good. That's what I said. I said, if you can operate like that in life, you can be free from most of the deception that is taking place in the body of Christ. Be wise. I said, keep that intelligence. It is needed, especially during our dispensation. Because I might have gotten information from your members. And I said, now can I proceed? He said, yes. Then I sent a message. I said, I said in 4 minutes, 13 seconds, you will stop texting because gift will be at the door. You are in the bedroom. He's going to knock. You open the door. He will bring a jar. And there are fruits. There are apples and bananas. And he's going to be sent by your wife who is in the kitchen. And then before the 4 minutes, we're talking about other things. But I had my other phone aside here and I was looking at my watch because I knew 4 minutes, 13 seconds, something's going to happen. And when it was 4 minutes, 13 seconds, 14 seconds, 15 seconds, 16 seconds, I was expecting a text message and all of a sudden my phone was ringing. He was calling. And I didn't pick it. And the whole night, imagine the wife was in the kitchen, he's in the bedroom, and I said, gift is going to come. 4 minutes, 13 seconds, he'll be at the door. Now, this guy, to be honest, he's in Nigeria. And I'm here. And then he's calling me now, and I'm not picking because I know what he wants to talk about. I don't want to talk. So I had to switch off my phone. I just said, okay, I'll talk to him tomorrow. When I woke up the following day, there were pictures on the phone from him. Pictures of, guess what? Fruits. So in the morning, I said, okay, let me call him. It just rang once, and all of a sudden, he was still crying. He said, I couldn't sleep. How do you do that? And he was busy interrogating his wife and saying, what made you to send this? Who told you I wanted fruits here? Did anyone call you? I said, how can I even call your wife? And then in the morning, I'm asking him, do you have a member of your church who knew that gift was going to bring you some fruits in exactly 4 minutes? 18 seconds. And then I said to him, now you tell me, is this thing real?
Yeah.
At least thank God he asked. Yes. Some of you maybe dai makanibvunza muchidaro ndakatokuprovirawo but munodzoka mongoita nge munozvitenda musingatendi. Kokumbonya so I don't believe in this. Okay, most people that say prophet, the question is why do they lie to me? If you know that I'm a prophet, why do you lie to me? Lying to a prophet and you are calling him a prophet, it means you don't know. You don't know him. That's verse 1. You are serving the Lord. Verse 7, you don't know him. This world is a reality where you interact with God. He talks to you about anything that you desire. Anything. At least I'm better. I'm a prophet. If my wife is talking and I don't hear what she is saying, it's better. But you were now. The problem is, I will not so much. Anton Botua, Pamabanaka Tora Museum, Marangiro Zaway, one of my minutes on Gosh Tower, those are Mosna Yasundins. Iwewa, Nachimujunswa, Kunzagum Zmawa, nevana vako enda uvanzwe. Sharpen your ears. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. I was prophesying to people during the life haven. And I'm moving around. And the voice of God was so continuous. I was hearing God and it was seamless. Non-stop. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I never stop. And it was continuous just like that. And I kept on moving, giving prophecies to individuals privately. Maybe sometimes I would announce to the people, but I continue prophesying. And then when I came to this gentleman, I just looked at him. And when I looked at him, he looked at me, and all of a sudden the voice stopped. And then I skipped him. From the next person, I started to see, hear. And I said, let me go back again to that gentleman. When I looked at him again, and the voice stopped. And I didn't know what to say or how to prophesy to him. But he helped me to understand what I was hearing. Because I then went to him and I said, you need to pray because the voice of God has stopped. And he said to me, I was a prophet. And I had a ministry. Look at this. And I had a ministry. I did everything. And all of a sudden I fell into sin. And the voice of God that I used to hear ceased. And people in my church realized that I can't hear anymore. Now the church is gone. And my wife is gone. I said, what? He said, I can't hear God anymore. So what you said is very true. The voice of God has stopped. So sit down. I want to show you something here. So imagine God did not say anything to me, and yet by not saying anything, he said something. Okay. Okay. I don't know how to explain this. When God chooses to keep quiet, interpret his silence in your marriage, in your business, when God is quiet, what is he saying by not saying anything? What is he saying? So it was me who thought God had kept quiet, and yet that's when he was giving me this guy's prophecy. The reason why we pray to God is because we know that he hears us. So we know that he's a hearing God. The reason why we sing songs is because we are very much aware that he hears us. We are confident. But is he also confident that you hear him? Does God have the same confidence that if he talks, you can also hear him? Hey. There are times I come here and I know myself. I've been with myself for a long time now. And I know how things happen in me. So I'm coming to greet you. I say, hi, can I talk to you? Sometimes when I hold your hand, I run through your system just like that. It's just like lightning. And I'm out. And somebody said to me when I think we had a meeting, I think, with the pastors at home. They just came, we were sitting there, and I began to explain their problems, diseases, one after the other. And I said, these are minor, not serious, big diseases. No. Something that they were feeling at that particular time. And one asked me a question. He said, but Baba, we are not in a church service here. We're just sitting. And you didn't start it. We are asking. And you can describe everyone, every one of us. How is that possible? Are you hearing from God? Is God talking to you about us? I said, it depends. There are times when God talks to me about you. But you know the easiest way to know you? You want to know?
Yes.
Easiest way, if I really want to know you, in an easier way, I become you. Imagine if I'm you. You know what you're feeling. You know where your pain is. You know where you stay. You know what your problems are. So I can have that opportunity for 5 seconds to be you and know where you are coming from. And at that time, I'm not hearing from God. I'm you. Just like you are not hearing from God, but you know yourself. And then after revealing what you know, I will have to become a prophet separate from you so that I can know the things that you don't even know. You want to know how a tree feels? Be the tree. You describe yourself very well, like a prophet. If I ask you, who are you? You tell me your name. Where are you coming from? Your address, everything. But are you prophesying? Hello? Are you prophesying? You are not. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, he answered them. How do you know what they are thinking if you are not thinking what they are thinking? If you are not them. How? Vakanga vaibata metsi yacho kuma Johani uko vakati kuhakira. Sakurumbidze kuvashora. Zvinoshanda. Vanga vasina vhesi yazvo chete. Bible notes Jesus is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Our infirmities, our sicknesses, he is touched physically by our diseases. He is touched by your pain. When Jesus comes close to you, he feels your pain. So because sometimes you know mukadzi wako ane hasha stere nyamba kuhakira dzako iwewe ndiwe une yes. Hello. Your wife could be a reflection of you. And by covering her, you are covering yourself. By exposing her, you are exposing yourself. Because she is touched by the feelings of your infirmities. She is touched by that. And women, by nature, they are good at that. They blend very well with their environment. You are seeing yourself there. The day that you separate, you will be shocked. Even herself, she will be shocked. This is what is happening, and people are not paying attention. Huh? Ah. Don't you have a mundomus from the Gumbrago Rugwanza Abba? Ranima's work at the rivers as soon as Zokeraka. Into the past. Does he ever Kupi. Angaita say. I know. Tom to Gumbrago, the machines were say. Pamamara, now but our time, he never said anything. But he made me to feel. But then, if you are not trained, you would say, when I was preaching, something. But there are preachers like that. They don't even know what is happening. One day, imagine. And my sister, Arambagatizi. Iwe, rundoone. Numba guma, numa nunga my friends. Imo muno, ba guma nzwayo. Kanzi wa prophet wata wana nemi. Wale simu nati funduke. Numba ntare sana kato rundoone. Kanzi siku kona. Kato rundoone na kanzi siku kona. Kati wewe yapa, ushamari kanzi, ushamari yangu tata nuone. Kanzi no, tu shamisi kato kupa kwa kasi. No garamese rather to garretes, and no garaquambuyaki. Gata Babegavagar Kupi. Skansu Babakazar was Tambo Nababaki. But at Zogera Pari, no Nampus, Babakar Kupi, not Antagons were none. That one don't ever want to go on. Baba wako arakupi kanza sana mbao waona. Himi. Baba mnozi mprofitaro nyepa, kunyepa kwa hii. Baba ngwe, musimwe. Meti zacha aziti. Dava mara ataure neshona, ataure ndeveri, ataure chirungu. Ane language yak. Iwono zono nye papa kuno samshona manj. Dopa ono no ira. My God. My God. My God. Ay, 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 ay. Iwe. Ay, ya. Chimbotango wapetza shwevanu ish. Umbonzu wavanu. Ah. saying, you need to learn. Because he gives you instructions every day. He tells you where to get money. He tells you, he shows you people that you're going to meet. And then most of it you forget. Bible, not the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Which means, usati wamuka kuseni. Matsimba ako. Aninga kafanu rairire wanamwari kunzwa tsika apa, nepapo, nepapo, nepapo. Iwomuka woti randanda wakananga nekoko. Kwamunoswera makudzingirirwa makurowa iwo. Paunodzoka nokuchitiko zvinoitika sei kumwarasina kundiudza sei kusi. Aiwa. He's telling you every day. But you are not listening. Akangokuti switch off the television right there. Switch it off. If he tells you, wake up and pray, all of it, just wake up and pray. Zishoma, anoita iye achikujairawo, achinakirwa newe, achida kutandara newe, achida kukuudza tikunhu, zvishoma, nezvishoma, muchimbokanyana, muchibhohwana pari zvishoma. Nezishoma, nezishoma, nezishoma. I love the voice of the Holy Spirit. You can take away anything from me, but leave me with the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit, when God reveals things to you, when God reveals things to you, he's not revealing them so that he intimidates you. No. He wants to solve problems. Okay? I'm just giving you very, very few examples here. Few examples of how God talks. Ukanzwa munhu achiita hakuna kana mwari achitaura zvinhu zvamwari zviri clear, haasi tambonzwa mwari. No problem yake munhu iye, haasi tambonzwa mwari achitaura. Clear. Clear. Mwari haite zvekufunidza funidza umwe kufungira kufungira. Iwa mwari kana kutaura kutaura anga tiona zvine story izvozvo. Kwete zvekufungira zvese. Iwe. Alright, let's forget about my prophets. I'm not my prophets. Let's talk about Amuno Ziva, are authentic, legitimate, when I Samuel. No mirabambere sopeva na raje, sekuti ya. Doctor declare, here comes the anointed of the Lord. He declared that. Samuel anonza ana shoko rake wanira kadonha pasi wangazo dzasiri anoti the anointed of the Lord mwari nombata hazi. It was God who opposed him. Say that's not him. 7 mistakes. He was about to anoint the wrong person. As sharp as he was. And this will be my examples. If I need to do it, I'll go by Bible. But I got pinned somewhere in Bible. I got pinned in the chapter in Bible. Diary comes one. Why in the church you get some men? Why in the fair. Why? Because interpretation. You can't listen in the name is Angu. You can't go to the saga. No interpreter say, "Iwa to Iwa, Iwa." You go continue to gather it. But God is talking. God is talking to us. God is talking to us.
Heavens are open and your glory we see.